In March of 2011, an earthquake and tsunami in Japan resulted in a nuclear disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Three of the plant's six reactors melted down, and substantial amounts of radioactive material was released. That includes contaminated water that escaped from the three units. Containing that water has proven to be an ongoing problem confronting those who are working to clean up Fukushima. A Michigan State University grad works with a company that's going to try to contain contaminated water with an old technology that's never been employed at a nuclear site. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here. Joe Sopko holds three engineering degrees from MSU, including a doctorate. He's director of ground freezing operations with a New Jersey company called Moore Trench. Now, I had never heard of freezing the ground as a method of containing contamination. You heard me right, ground freezing. His company has been hired to design a system to contain contaminated water at Fukushima by freezing the ground around the site. Sopko was on the MSU campus recently, and he told me that while ground freezing has never before been used at a nuclear site, it's been around for a long time.
It originated back in the late 1800s. Either there's a lot of debate whether it was in Wales or in Germany. And it, basically what it is, it's a way of freezing the water in the ground, converting that water to ice, and then resulting in a very, very strong waterproof frozen soil material, much like what happens in the wintertime. Basically, you put a series of pipes in a circle, kind of create a frozen donut, so to speak, and then they excavate the center of that donut, and as they're going down, they line it with concrete. And that's been used on shafts some up to 2,000 feet deep.
Now, at Fukushima, am I right, this would be the first time this kind of technology has been employed to try to contain radioactive water?
That's correct to some extent. There have been a few tests at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory on a much smaller scale where it has been proven to work on containing radioactive water.
So water can't pass through ice. Can radiation pass through the ice and the concrete?
I honestly couldn't tell you that. But in the case of Fukushima, the real problem is the fresh water coming up from the, for example, rainwater, water coming from the mountains tends to flow towards, through, it's fresh water, flows through the nuclear plant to the ocean. As it flows through there, it picks up the radioactivity, and it's the actual water itself that in this case, are transmitting the radioactive contamination.
How cool does the water need to be to create this barrier?
Just like regular water, we try to get it. It freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees centigrade. The design temperature of the frozen wall is, for example, at Fukushima, I'm not sure what the specifics are. We typically, though, shoot for a 2-meter, 6-foot wall at an average temperature of minus 10 degrees centigrade.
So how do we keep it frozen?
Well, there's a series of pipes. They're put in at 1-meter spacings, and through these pipes we circulate a refrigerated calcium chloride, a salt water. We bring that down to about minus 25 to minus 30 degrees centigrade, circulate it through the pipes. It comes down the pipe, it warms up a little bit, and then it's a closed loop. It keeps going back to the refrigeration plant, and this can be in place for years.
I've heard you compare that to how hockey rinks operate.
It's the same technology.
That raises a question, though, about what happens if the power plant itself loses power. How do we maintain the temperature that's needed if there's an above ground, say, another massive power failure in that region?
Well, for one thing, on any ground freezing operation, there's always emergency backup power. But you need to know that in ground freezing, in most cases, particularly in soils like that, that it'll stay frozen for, you know, sometimes up to 2 to 3 months before you even really notice it without refrigerating it. In fact, in some of our large groundwater barriers, we actually institute a system where we shut the system down for periods of time just to save energy.
I have a question about what's underneath, you might say, the contaminated water at Fukushima. If you're building a frozen wall, sort of a barrier around it, how do we know that contaminated groundwater won't seep out from the bottom of this wall?
The frozen wall at Fukushima and also on most of the jobs that we do terminates in rock, and water simply does not flow through the rock.
Are there any challenges presented at the Fukushima site because it's on the ocean?
No, a lot of the shafts that we've done for various civil projects have been near the ocean. That in itself doesn't present too much of a problem.
We're talking with Joe Sopko of Moore Trench Corporation, based in New Jersey, embarking on an ambitious project to contain contaminated water at the Fukushima power plant in Japan. Has work already begun there on this project?
They have started the initial drilling, yes.
What kind of construction time frame are we looking at?
The TEPCO, the power company, is anticipating the freezing to be turned on sometime in 2015.
Have you been to Fukushima yourself?
Yes.
Is your involvement in the designing of this project, or are you going to be hands-on involved in its construction or the maintenance of it once it's completed?
Certainly we're not going to be hands-on. We are just in the process of finalizing our contract. We will just be consultants as needed, and we've openly, even before under contract, shared with the Japanese contractors a lot of the experiences that we've had on some of our frozen walls in the U.S. and Canada.
How does climate, if it affects in any way, how does climate impact a project like this? Are there regions of the world where this kind of technology just can't work because the surface temperatures are too warm? Do you ever face that kind of challenge in certain parts of the world?
The only thing with climate that's really important is that you have groundwater. You know, in an arid area, a desert, there's no groundwater, so all you're going to get is cold dirt. At Fukushima, climate influences it somewhat because the rainwater falling down upstream goes into the groundwater and then flows through the plant, as I explained earlier. There's a lot of jobs that naturally have a geothermal gradient. Colorado is an example where the ground temperature may be 55, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but just naturally with depth, it warms up at least within the 2,000-foot range to about 80 or 90 degrees. So it's not influenced that much by the climate.
Let's go back to where ice walls have been used in mining and construction. What sorts of applications are we talking about? Keeping coal mines intact, so to speak? What kinds of projects has this been employed successfully with over the years?
We don't really say keep intact. Usually, like I said, shaft sinking, which that's the circular structure that goes down 2,000 feet that gets either men in or out of the mine. It gets the ore in or out of a mine. And in some cases, they're smaller diameters, and they just use it for ventilation. Those are pretty short term. You'll freeze it and maybe excavate within a year's time frame, and then you line it with concrete and turn the freeze off. Obviously, you can't do that at Fukushima. Another project that we're involved with right now is where it's a groundwater barrier, and that's more like what they're doing at Fukushima. In a case up in the oil sands in northern Alberta, we completed a pilot project and are in the process of a design phase of a frozen barrier that will be 6 kilometers long, and that could be in place for 20 years.
What kind of crews are installing this in Japan? Are there Japanese crews? Does your company have crews there working
on
this?
No, it's all Japanese. Yeah. We don't have any construction crews in there. Now, at this phase, it's mostly drillers, the men that have to drill the hole and then install the freeze pipe.
Now, just the ice wall project itself, not taking into account other risks involved around Fukushima, are there risks involved in this kind of work? Is it dangerous work, building this kind of system?
Building a freeze system is not dangerous. Drilling holes, whether you're drilling freeze holes or drilling an oil well or drilling a water well in your backyard, is inherently dangerous work.
Final question would be the degree to which you're optimistic that this will do what we're hoping it will do at Fukushima.
I would put it very close to 100%.
Joe Sopko is Director of Ground Freezing Operations with Moore Trench Corporation, based in New Jersey. Joe Sopko has 3 degrees from the MSU College of Engineering and is working on an important project at the Fukushima power plant in Japan. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.